Okay, Rabbi Isaac. Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're holding Chav Vav Amadeus, the last three lines, where the Gemara begins Meisve. Just as a short introduction to remind us what we're learning about. If you turn back to Chav Vav Amad Aleph, the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, it said that you had a person who did an improper Zrika. Instead of doing the Zrika Lamashul on the Karnis down below on the two corners, Shtayim Shein Arba, or Bimkon to go up the Mizbeach and to do the four dabbings on the four Kronos by the Karm Chattas, what did he do? So the Mishnah gives us a whole enumerated list of things that he did improperly. For instance, Nasal Gabi HaKevesh, he put the blood, did the Zrika Saddam on the Kevesh, on the rat. Shloi Kenegel HaYesoid, or he threw it at corners that didn't have Yesoid next to them. Or nothing, you turn Lamata Lamala, those that you're supposed to do these Rikas down below. The red line above the Chutz HaSikra. You turn Lamala Lamata, the ones above he did below. You turn Lifnim, the ones he's supposed to do in the Mizbeach HaPanimi, by all of the Chatois Panimiois, he did Bachutz. But you turn Bachutz, those that he's supposed to do on the Mizbeach HaChitz, and he did Lifnim. In all of these cases, it's possible, no good. The aim by chorus, but there is no chorus involved. On the surface, it sounds like that this carbon is zero. It's no good. You take it out. It's possible. Said Shmuel yesterday, no, that's not the case. The truth of the matter is that carbon is kosher. The balim miskapru. If the balim brought a karm chatos or an osham, they got a full kapara. If they brought other kabanas, they were yoitse, their choyva, whatever they were supposed to do. But it says in the Mishnah that it's possible. Possible only means that the basar is possible. It cannot be eaten. For every other aspect of the carbon, it's kosher. And therefore, says Reb, says Shmuel, when it says in the Mishnah, basar, it means only on the basar, otherwise everything is kosher. To more explain the reason why Shmuel feels that way, because he holds shaloi bim koimoi kim koimoi dami. Blood on the Mizbeach, even if it's not on the proper place on the Mizbeach, anywhere on the Mizbeach, top to bottom, right to left, north to south, whatever it is, the diyeved, it's kosher. How do we know this? You learn from a pasuk when you sat v'chem al ha-mizbeach l'chaper. As long as the dam got on the mizbeach, by hook or by crook, up or down, it works. That was Shmuel. We're going to see subsequently mitchum today two other shitois pshatim in our Mishnah, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. But we haven't gotten there yet. First thing, Mar is going to continue asking kashis on Shmuel. We're up to three lines from the bottom, Meitzvei. Chishev litenes anitonim lemala lemata lemata lemala. Our Mishnah is talking about an actual zrika that took place improperly. Lemata lemala lemata lemata. Here we're talking about that the shochet is shechting, or the koyin is being mekabel the dam, or the koyin is being muilech es adam, and b'shas maaser he's having a machshava. What's his machshava? Lizroik is Saddam, when the Zrika is going to take place, subsequently, he's going to go and do it. Lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala. Shteido in the Mishnah, and the Brice actually, the altar is kosher. If his machshava was that this improper Zrika should take place today, meaning before this man, then it's kosher. What's the reason why it's kosher? According to Shmuel so far, it makes a lot of sense. Yes. Because since Shmuel holds Shulib and Koimek and the Koimai Dami, so this person, although he's a little bit frit, that he has to have such a strange machshava that the Zrik is going to be Lamal, Lamat, Lamat, but the Mais is kosher. Shulib and Koimai Dami, it works. And since he had in mind that it's going to happen today, I don't have a Shulib Bismanoid problem, so therefore it's kosher. No problem. I'll just kosher.
The fact that he said that it's only kosher if this is b'diyeved. If this is his machshava with me, it's not really b'diyeved. This is he's having an intention to do it.
You're 100%.
Not 100% correct.
Ultimately, Rashi says it's talking about the zrika was done properly. It's just the machshava of the shochet of the mekabel or the molech was to do it improperly. Not necessarily that he will do it improperly. That it will be improperly thrown on the mizbeach. although that's not a good machshava to have, it would be much better to have a machshava that is going to be done properly, or not to think at all, just do it stam. But the Maaseh, he had this funny machshava. It doesn't pass the carbon, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because shalim koyma kima koyma tami, and it was loud. And continuing the same vein, chozer v'chishev chutz l'makoyma posel. The chozer v'chishev is not talking about this fellow himself. It's talking about now the next person doing the avoida. The kohen is now doing the mekabolas adam, or the kohen is doing the halachas adam. What happens if now he also had as a funny machshava, but this machshava was a machshava of chutz l'makoymoy, meaning that eventually this carbon will be eaten outside of its proper place. If it's kodshim, kodshim, it's going to be eaten outside of the azar. If it's kodshim kalim, we're going to eat it in Bnei Brak and not in Yerushalayim. Then it's possible named by Kor. It's like a standard machshava of pigol shaloi b'mekoymai, which doesn't have a din of Koris, it's just a din of possible. However, if he had a machshava of chutz lizmanoi, meaning, again, the second or the third or the fourth person involved in the avoida, the makabel dam, the moilech zadam, the zoyrik zadam, they had in mind that eventually this korban will be eaten chutz lizmanoi tomorrow, or if it's a shlomim 2 days from now. In such a case, it's pigav chayavin olav karis. Now, l'chore, this part of the price is a dover poshid. It's pshita. Right. But what the price is coming to tell us is, and that's the term that we coined last time or 2 times ago. Maybe Barry coined it, I'm not sure. But that's what we call pigal perfect, which means the only time a carbon has a din of pigal. Anytime a carbon has a din of pigal, shiyesh pekaris, if all the other matirim, all the other avoiders were done perfectly, if there's some other chisorin in any of the 4 avoiders, even though it's kosher, but that chisorin undermines the pigal quality, or non-quality, if you will, of this carbon, and therefore it would not have a din of pigal, the yesh pekaris, it would be ein pekaris. And therefore what this Bryce is telling us is, that even though this original machshava of doing the lamata, 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 which was a bad machshava, it is so kosher, it doesn't undermine the subsequent machshava of shloi bismanoi, and remains a full-fledged chutz lizmanoi, pig of chayon, of course.
I just want to confess, I heard the term originally from Rabbi Shlomo Gottesman.
Ah, okay.
So I got to say, this is, you know, I got to...
Yes, maybe gulay them.
Exactly. I don't want to take credit for something I don't deserve.
I don't know if he coined it.
I don't know, but I heard it from him.
Mordechai.
Good. Now, so far, so good. The second part is what is going to concern us now. And we start the brayse again. The person, b'shas, the shchita, b'shas, the kabbalah, b'shas, the halacha, he has in mind chishev, litin, litan, lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, but not la'altan, not for today, but for tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're going to do the zrikas adam tomorrow, and we're not going to do it normally, lamata, we'll do it lamala, tzera lamala, we'll do it lamata. Is possible. Now, what's the reason why it's possible? Because Rika, of course, is considered to be an achilas hamizpeach. So this person had a bad machshava. Lamata, 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 that doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is that it's going to be lamachar. Oh, lamachar, that's already a machshava of pigol. That's a machshava of shuloi bizmanoi. That's why it's possible. So you're thinking to yourself, if it's a machshava of shaloi bizmanoi, why is it only pasul? It should be pigul. And the Gemara is going to ask that question in 2 more lines. So the boys, I stay tuned for the Gemara's kash. But continuing on the same brisa, and now we say again the same thing. Chozer v'chishev, if now in the next avoida, during the Kabbalah Saddam, or the Halacha Saddam, or the Zrika Saddam, he had in mind, ben chutz l'zmani, ben chutz l'mkoymai, to go and eat this carbon, for instance, tomorrow, 2 days from now, or to eat it in Bnei Brak instead of Yerushalayim, or outside the Azara, whatever. What's the look? Now it's possible that anybody cares. Now notice it doesn't say here pickle. The reason why it doesn't say here pickle like we had at the top of the omelet is because here the carbon was undermined. How was it undermined? Because already the first time by the shechita, when he had in mind to do it lamata, 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 lamachar, we already said it's possible. It's since it's already possible, that possible takes away from the pigle perfect requirement. Exactly. So the pigle is undermined. It only has a din of possible and not a pigle. And that's the reason why we had the first part of the price and the second part. To show the contrast.
The time that it would normally become pigle, it was already possible before then.
Exactly. Bodhi, you're cooking. Where were you last couple of days? We needed you. These were difficult gemaras, and you could help us out.
I wasn't bismana.
You weren't bismana, and you weren't bumkoyma. All right. Anyway. His whole machshava was about learning with us. Anyway, with this we have concluded the price. And now we're going to ask the kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said pshat in our Mishnah of yesterday that the reason why it's a kosher carbon and it's possible, meaning only possible the basar, but the actual carbon is kosher. You know why? So Freitimara, why does it say in the Sefer, meaning on line 2 at the top of the Yomid, that lemachar is possible? Hai possible pigelhu. It's true that he thought b'shas the shechita that we're going to do a zrika tomorrow. We're going to do it lamata babam babam. According to Shmuel, that's kosher. Shloibim koymai kimekoymai dami, and therefore that's not an issue. That's not a problem. The problem is that he said he's going to do it lamachar. Oh, lamachar is a chutz lezmanai, so it should be pigul. Omer marzutra zrika the sharia basa bachila maisili de pigul. If it's the type of zrika which is so perfect that not only is it a kosher carbon, but allows you to eat the basar, and if you had a machshava about such a zrika, that's ma'aser pigul. However, if your machshava was about a deficient zrika, the type of zrika that's what? Tloi sharia basar bachila, because what was his machshava here? His machshava here was that tomorrow he's going to be lamata, 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 lamata. That type of machshava, Shmuel said, although it's shloibim mekoimikim, mekoimidami, but only the gabi de kapora, that it's a kosher carbon, but you're not allowed to eat from the flesh.
Since it's possible,
it undermines the pickle perfect requirement, quality of it, and therefore you're starting off already on a lower level, on a lower step. Remember, because his machshava b'shas ha-shechita was, or b'shas ha-kabbalah, b'shas ha-ilocha, that the zrika is going to be tomorrow, but not a kosher zrika.
Because it's already tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. But if that was the only problem, then it would be pigul v'yesh bekaris. But since he also had a machshava that tomorrow he's going to do an imperfect zrika, how is it imperfect? Instead of lamata, he's going to do lamata, instead of lamata, he's going to do lamala. So although it's kosher, that's what Shmuel says, but it's not matter the basar, that undermines this machshava. It's not a pigul perfect machshava. And therefore, by ma'aser day pigle, zrika dli sharia bas bachila, by ma'aser day pigle. Ganz klar, very good. Amalei Ravashi l'mazutra minolachah. Where did you take this from? Apparently, Ravashi didn't know Reb Shlomo Gadisman or Barry, and therefore he didn't know this inyan of pigle perfect yet. So he wants to know what's the makar. He said, "Dechsev Hashem pasik v'mei ochel ye ochel mevsar zevach shlomov." And then the pasuk continues on, pigul yihya. But for our purposes, we're missing the key words in this pasuk that the Gemara is trying to quote. Rashi already tells us that at the end of the pasuk it says, "Vanefesh hoy cheles bimenu avoyna tisra." That oven tisra is referring to the oven of kares. Aha. So if a person in meyochel yeyochel means he had a machshava of pigul yihya, what happens eventually if the person were to eat from that carbon? Avoyna tisa, he gets a din of kares. Zokti Gemara says now Mazrutra, Misha piguloi goram loy, that the only problem in eating from this basar, that the yoicheles mimenu avoyna tisa, why? Is only because it was pigul yihya. That's the reason why. Yotzeh comes to exclude those cases, shein piguloi goram loy, al isadover acher goram loy, that it wasn't the pigul that caused him to have an isur achila. There was another good reason for the isur achila. In our case, what was the good reason? Because he had a machshava of up and down, mata lamala, mata, which Shmuel already said yesterday means psul basar. So putting aside the shloi bizmanoi quality of his machshava, the fact that he had a machshava of the matra, there was already an issa dover achar karam lo. You couldn't eat from this flesh because said Shmuel, even though it's a kosher carbon, but it's pasul b'achila. Oh, so that undermines what it says at the end of the pasuk. It sounds like it's only because of the pigle. They are oichel mimen avoy netisa. In this case, even before it became pigle, it was osir. Osir because of the fact that the machshava was lamata 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 lamata. Frey Timor, yeah.
We come to a strange situation where one defect is more chomor than two defects.
What do you mean?
Pigle alone.
Pigle alone is, I mean, that also.
It's empty.
The fact that it's not fagel.
Boy rake and boy moyen.
The fact that he was mefagel something perfect is one defect.
Mm-hmm.
If this had absorbed mikoidem, would make it two defects.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we come to a situation where one defect is more chomor than two.
Absolutely. Pigle has a certain
Think of it the other. There are Rabbanim were trying to be easy for the Yidden, so they said, no, in order for someone to be the Chayav Karas, they have to have, everything has to be a perfect Avera. So they're trying to make it easy.
Perfect Avera, exactly.
That's what I mean. They're trying to make it
Anyway,
right?
It's not
hard
when you take your club for it, you understand? Right. It's a fungible concept.
No, but you didn't show
it.
If somebody
didn't know it was a carbon that was mefagel, and he ate from it, he'd be chayav achatas kavua.
Anyway, Lemaisa, what you're saying is correct. If he only had one machshava of pigle, which was pigle perfect, karis, the yesh pigle, 100%. But if there's another machshava that which undermines it, that's not perfectly pigle, it's pigle plus dover acher, it's only possible. It's incorrect. Frank Yimara, who says already the second step? Maybe once they undermine the pigle and say there's no longer pigle, maybe it's zero, maybe it's gunished. In other words, what we've come up with is like a compromise position. Since there's another psul, and it's not pigle perfect, no pigle. So maybe it's not possible at all. Maybe it undermined it so much as it's gunished. Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Midahavi Amach Shavas Hinuach Valibed Rabbi Yehuda. It's no less than Amach Shavas Hinuach. What means a machsheves hinduach? Explain to Rashi. We're going to have this Mir Tashem in another few days. It's going to be a bemis and a machloikis. We're going to contribute. What happens if a person today, he's bringing his carbon, the shoichet, the makabel dam, the hoilechus adam, has in mind to not be zoirek the dam tomorrow, but I have in mind now to leave this dam for tomorrow. Why do I have in mind to leave this dam for tomorrow? My best friend, my cousin, is going to be in tomorrow's Beis Av, and he never gets a chance at Zrika, and in fact, because of that, he hasn't had any rehearsal for pitching. I'm going to go and leave the blood for him for tomorrow. He'll be able to go and pitch the blood on both sides, from one side to the other side, four kronas, two kronas, upstairs, downstairs. I'm going to leave it for him for tomorrow. So if you think about this for a moment, this is not a machshava of Zrika, Shaloi Bizmanoi, it's machshava hinuach shaloi bizmanai. Meaning, you're supposed to do the zrika today prior to shkia. 100%. He has in mind b'shas shchita. We're going to go and be zoyrik it. Not going to be zoyrik tomorrow. I'm going to leave it for tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? Only the Rabbeinu Shlomo knows. What's going to happen 5 minutes only? Is it considered pickle?
It's based on difference.
There's no machshava on Zrika. There's no machshava on Zrika.
It's the same thing as chutz mizmanai.
Effectively. Because it cuts back. It's not even a machshava on Zrika.
What is the difference?
Because the machshava is on Zrika. His machshava is to leave it. He's splitting the thoughts. His machshava is not to be zorik the dam at all. It's not machshava on Zrika.
Same result.
No, because if his cousin were to show up today using
insulting somebody with chain the mice is an insult.
Right. Anyway, I see everybody is all concerned about this. Please hold on to our daf, but just turn ahead to Lamed Hay on the days. Lamed Hay on the days. Yeah, patience. Lamed Hay on the days. Look at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. How does the Mishnah begin? Shchotay amanas lohaniach es dame, not izoyrik lohaniach, to leave it on the side until tomorrow, or We're going to leave on the side the Emurim until tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda poisel chachamim machshirim. Rabbi Yehuda holds this possible. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda deems this to be like you were saying before. Lamais, if I'm leaving it for tomorrow, what am I going to do tomorrow? I'm going to do a zrika tomorrow. I'm doing a zrika tomorrow. It's like the machshava of zrika chutz lizmanoi, and therefore it should be pigel. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say it's pigel, it's possible. Because it's not a pigel perfect mashava, because he didn't have a mind zrika tomorrow, he had a mind inuach tomorrow. According to Chum, it's kosher, because it's not even the form of a mashava mefageles, because he didn't have in mind of an achilas mizbeach. He just said, we're going to put it aside. What are we going to do tomorrow after we put it aside? But he didn't mention the word zrika. He didn't throw in the word Zerika even.
What? When Zerik the word Zerika.
He wasn't Zerik.
It's not considered Chutz
Lizmanoi. Kuli Al Moide, that it's not a full-fledged pigle. So according to Yehuda, it's possible. And according to Chum, it's even kosher. More of the Sforis, the Machloikis, and Yetshem on Daf Lamed Heilam. Rav Tuvit says he has a lot of Gedolk, a lot of patience. And Yetshem, we will be Meniach, this Machloikis, about Hinuach, for a few days from now, right? Good. Anyway, so what our Gemara is telling us is that if a person had a machshava b'shas teshchita or b'shas the kabbalah haylach sadam, we're going to do a zrika tomorrow, but it's going to be an imperfect zrika. The zrika is going to be lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala. Ooh, it's no worse than a machshava of hinuach. It doesn't rise to a full-fledged machshava spigel. Why? Because of the fact that it was, there's another Isser involved, there's a Dover Acher Goram Loi. What's a Dover Acher Goram Loi? Because a Zrika Shaloidim Koimai, although it's a kosher carbon, the Basar is Basar, it's not Mate the Basar, so that undermines the quality of the pigle. It's not pigle. So why is it possible? Because it's no worse than Hinuach. Hinuach is even less than Lamata, 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 because I'm not even having a Machshava Zrika at all. Nevertheless, I say it's possible. Here, at least I have a machshava zrika. It's an imperfect zrika, but it's matter the carbon, not matter the bus. So at least it's enough to go and passel. And therefore, the bottom line is, that's the reason why on the second line we said the mach passel. Why? Because we've undermined the pigle by mixing in this dover acher of shaloi b'mekoymai, even though it's k'mekoymai. But since it's not matter the basar, the pigle is not a pigle perfect situation. Fine. With this, Rabbi Yisai, we've concluded the discussion of Shmuel. Now we have a second pshat in our Mishnah. Remember, what's the problem with our Mishnah? There's really no problem. It says in the Mishnah that it's possible. It's Shmuel that came up with this idea, that although it says it's possible, it's only that the basar is possible, but the carbon is kosher. Right, the carbon is kosher. Reish Lakish, in essence, agrees with Shmuel. That shaloi b'mekoymai k'mekoymai dami, and therefore the carbon is kosher, and you're not allowed to eat from the basar. What's bothering Reish Lakish, says Rashi, is since the Mishnah says pasul, it's unlikely that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he codified a Mishnah, he would say pasul if we're only referring to the basar. Because normally when I say pasul, it sounds like the carbon is pasul. They go and say, no, the carbon is absolutely fine. The skapel balab out is good. The only pasul that we're talking about is the basar. That's a doichik pshat. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, while I agree in concept, be a soid like Shmuel, like the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, Amar Olam pasul, mamish. Vishloim mekoyim mekim mekoyim dami. I hold like Shmuel. Shloim mekoyim mekim mekoyim mekoyim. But when it says in the Mishnah it's pasul, I don't mean basul basar. It's possible, mamish, the ganze korban is possible. How could that be? For like kasha. Kanchinosim mishtika, kanchinosim be'amira. The kanchinosim mishtika explains Rashi, Reish Lakish, referring back to the posik. When we said back in the posik that him ochel ye ochel mepsar zevach shlomav, that misha pigulei goram loy, yotazesha en pigulei goram loy, that's talking about mishtika. Mishtika means that Bishas is doing the Zrika, he doesn't have any machshava of Chutz Lizmanei, Chutz Lemkoyme. In our case, in the Mishnah, Shenosim Ba'amira. Amira is Lav Davka, could be machshava, that's an old machloikis that you have throughout Zvachim HaMenachas. Whenever we talk about a machshavas pigle, do we mean that he only thought about it, or did he actually verbalize it? So our Gemara uses the term Amira, because Gemara is verbalizing it, but according to those that hold machshava, you could say kanchinosim machshava. So what does he mean? What he means is that the fact pattern of our Mishnah is like the Braisa we started off with today. Meaning that in the Mishnah it's talking about Taka the Zrika, and it's talking about the Zrika that he did Shaloi ben Koimai up and down Mata Mala Mala Mata, and the Shas Maasa he also had a Machshava Lechoil Bosor Chutz Lizmanoi. At the same time that he was doing this Zrika Lamata or Lamala, it's supposed to be Lamata, then Lamala, it was Lamali, Lamata, etc., etc. At the very same time, he said, and Rabbeisai, I love this carbon so much, I don't want us all to consume it today, I want to take some of it with me and to save it. We're going to put it in the freezer and we're going to leave it for Shavuos. And after I eat my cheese danishes and I wash out my mouth and I wait a couple of minutes, what we're going to do is going to go and we're going to have this carbon on Shavuos. That machshava is such a nice machshava, but it's a machshava of chutz lizmanai. Now, normally, if you have in zinin to go and eat basa chutz lizmanai, it would have a din of hegel the yesh by karis. However, because of the fact that he had this machshava whilst he's doing an inferior zirika, what type of zirika is he doing? A zirika of lamala and lamata. The zirika is not a perfect zrika. See, his machshava now to eat this karmen chutz lizmanoi, that pigel machshava is undermined because he's doing a zrika which is inferior shaloi b'mkoymai. Therefore, it becomes pasul the ein boy karis. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi in the 6th, 7th line of the middle wide lines, Kachin Osim Bishtika. To Rashi Dikra, the Pasik that we dashed before, to Mashma Bal Niskapru, Kishin Osim Shalim Mekoyimoy Bishtika, Bishtika meet no other Machshav. Our Mishnah Masis Nikani Pasil, the Nosa, the Machsheves Lechel Bosa Chutzlizmanoi. He did the Zrika Lamata instead of Lamala, Lamala instead of Lamata, and at the same time, I'm going to eat this basar, chutz lizmanai. Vashminan, and then in this case, although it's a machsheves pigel, it's possible, the ain by karis. The machsheves zrikazu, machshavu, live soil. It only creates psul, the kemekoimidami. For loy lefagel, the zrika, to loy sharia basar machila. Since the Zrika is an inferior Zrika, it's mechaper on the balan, but it's not matir the basar, so therefore it's only a class B Zrika, not a class A Zrika, that undermines the machsheves pickle that he had to eat it chutz lizmanai, and therefore it's only possible the ein boy karis. So bottom line is, Reish Lakish agrees in concept and in halacha to Shmuel. He only changes the pshat in our Mishnah with an ukimta. Why does he change it? Because he's bothered by the lashon basal in the Mishnah. Shmuel says basal means that the basal is basal. That doesn't sound right. Basal usually means that the carbon is basal. Says Reish Lakish, our Mishnah is talking about the big part of carbon, it's not a basal. How did the carbon become basal? Because in addition to the faulty Zrika, Lamal, Lamata, Lamata, he also had a bad machshava. A machshava of chutz lizmanai. Normally, a machshava of chutz lizmanai caused it to become pigel, the yesh, but because it was an inferior Zrika, because it's not matir the basar, we have a pigel v'dover acher, and therefore it undermines, it's no longer pigel. Perfect. And therefore it's only possible the aim by cars. We have a major benefit, according to Reish Lakish, with this pshat. I mean, let's start off. The pshat of Reish Lakish itself is also a doichik pshat, because you don't find anywhere in the Mishnah about this machshav of chutz lizmanai. It doesn't say it. This whole machshav of chutz lizmanai is chutz lemekoimai. It doesn't say in the Mishnah. It's a shteit mishkavak. So therefore, that in itself is a doichik pshat. But we do have a benefit. The benefit is that when it says pasul number one, it's referring to the carbon being pasul. But moreover, it says pasul the ein vaikaris.
That's the language of pigle.
That's the language
of second class pigle.
Yeah, second class pigle. Because according to Shmuel, that learned pshat in the Mishnah, that it's pasul on the basar, Of course, anytime basar is pasul, there's no din of karis. If I go and eat chaz v'chas v'shalom, there's no din of karis. If I go and eat an improper carbon, which is pasul, but the carbon is mechaper, this is good, then fine. Just the basar is pasul. So why should there be a din of karis? Therefore, that according to Shmuel is a bissel shver, according to Reish Lakish, it's a bissel leichter when it says pasul by mekaris. I'm only saying that now because the Gemara is going to save in a couple of lines. Okay, anyway, says now the Gemara. Since in essence, both Reish Lakish holds exactly like Shmuel, Reish Lakish holds exactly like Shmuel, we would be entitled now to ask all the kashas that we asked yesterday and this morning so far on Shmuel, we can direct them against Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish holds just like Shmuel. Yep. That a Zrika Shlem Koimakim a Koimai Dami. So when we started off yesterday, we asked the kasha, Tanan B'idach Pirkin, Nosna Lakevesh, that you can go be Mesakin at how by going and taking the Dama Nefesh, Yachzer HaKosher V'yekabel. I think Mordechai afraid, Shlem Koimakim a Koimai Dami. Why do I have to do it over again? The Gemara said it's talking about a situation where it was Yahweh Posel instead of Yahweh Kosher. In other words, the whole Shakla, the Tariya of yesterday and today, we could ask on Reish Lakish. And the Gemara does us a tremendous toiver. And the Gemara is going to rely on our good memories and is not going to repeat the whole thing. Look at the Gemara. Tanan. Tanan is the original Mishnah that we asked from yesterday. You have to add the word V'chuli. And now the brice on the bottom of the oven, meisve chishav litain, that's where we started off today on the bottom, chishav litain, it's a ton of lamata, 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 lamata. Ad, go all the way until the end of the Gemara before Reish Lakish. What was the end of the Gemara before Reish Lakish? Midah d'ahava machsheves, hinuach malibid Rabbi Yehuda, that ganza parasha, word for word from Tanan. Until here, we ask and we answer, same kashas, same terutzim, period. This word v'chuli says Rishash is out of order because the last word before Reish Lakish was Rabbi Yehuda, so there's no v'chuli. This v'chuli goes on the Tanan. Because the chishav litain on the bottom of the omid, there was a brisa. And therefore, Tanan goes back on the Gemara right after Shmuel yesterday. On the sixth line, it says, Tanan, v'idach pirkin, Tanan, v'chuli, they come to Masur Matan from the Mishnah later on. So that was Tanan, v'chuli. And then chishav is a brisa here down below. Until the final tenet, we'll leave the Yehuda. That's where we start Reish Lakish. Go through the whole thing. If you think I'm making all this up, look at the next Rashi in the middle of the wide lines. The Rashi Tanan, Kol Hanach Tiyuf, the Doisin and the Shmuel, Doisin and Nam the Reish Lakish. We ask all the identical, not similar, identical kashas on Reish Lakish. Takavasi Svirla, he holds on the Kabbalah. And we answer all the same answers until Rabbi Yehuda. Period. We had now therefore Shmuel, and we have Reish Lakish. Now we have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Idi v'idi shenasim b'shtika, ishloimim mekoimai, lav kimekoimai dami. The Idi v'idi means our Mishnah of yesterday, that we started off today, as well as the Mishnah that we asked from, Tanan v'idach pirkin, nosna ala kevesh, where it says at the end, em yesh dam ha-nefesh, yachzer ha-kosher v'yekaber. So yesterday we asked the kasha, according to Shmuel that learned that if you do this improper, inferior zrika, lamata, 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 the carbon is kosher. So why does the Mishnah say be'idach pirkin that now do it over again? And yeyutama nefesh, yes. What do you have to do it over again? This zrika was already kosher the first time. Why are you repeating it? That was Igmar's kasha. Igmar gave a text. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's an ishver. Our Mishnah said that it's possible. It's possible in Gamri. Why is it possible in Gamri? Because any time that you have a Sarika Shalom Kimakoimai, Lav Kimakoimai Dami. Aha. So what does it say in the next Mishnah? The Mishnah Be'idach Pirkin said. Bishtika means he didn't have a Machsheves Pigel. He just stopped. He did this Rika Lamal, 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 Lamal. What was he thinking about that time? He was thinking about Daf. Of course, he was thinking, what's the story of Rabbi Yehuda, Hinuach, but he was not thinking about the carbon of a machshava of chutz lezman.
He has nuance that somebody else has that. This element, this, I don't know. Okay.
The reason why he says b'shtika is because three lines earlier, Reish Lakish said, kam b'shtika, kam b'amira.
Right.
No, everything is b'shtika. No machshava, no amira, no machshava spiegel. All he did badly was he did it lamala, lamata, lamata, lamata.
Okay.
But that's a bad inferior, it's not only inferior, it's a bad zrika. Shloim kaimoi is lav kimekoimoi dummy, and therefore the carbon is pasul. The carbon is pasul because he did it improperly. The malo, he didn't do it properly.
Pasul meaning the buster is not edible.
No, but even the carbon is pasul.
There's no kapara.
Zero. You have to start from square one. If the person was bringing his carbon Pesach, bring a brand new carbon Pesach. He's bringing a chatzis, a brand new chatzis. The carbon is gunished. Totally possible. Totally possible. Why? Because he didn't do a zrika. The zrika's got to be done lamali, he did lamata. He's supposed to do lamata, he did lamata. It was ineffective, invalid, violated all the principles of zrika. The zrika did not take place. Zero. Gunished. Shem. Aha. Oy bazoi. What does the next Mishnah say? That the identical case, if he nosnei ala kevish, like in Yisum, when I say in the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted yesterday on the sixth line of the Amud Beis, tanan biidach perik in the next perik, nosnei ala kevish, like in Yisum, nosnei lamata, 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 just like our Mishnah. It says at the end of the Mishnah, im yesh dama nefesh, yachzer akosh v'yekabel, that you can do it over again, shokt yetz Rabbi Yochanan. The difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah is a balabatish difference. What's a balabatish difference? In our case, it's talking about there was no dam hanefesh left, either b'tzavra behema or in the mizrak. Zero, there was no dam hanefesh. You couldn't remedy it anymore. Once you did this poor zrika, someone said, hey, you meshigana you. This was a karmen oila. Why did you go lamala? This was a karmen chatas. Why did you do lamata? Shnel, is there any dam hanefesh around? Sinishdo. That's awesome. The whole thing is no good. That Mishnah we're talking about, im yesh dam hanefesh, Baruch Hashem, there is some dam hanefesh. For instance, they did the zrika so quickly, the blood is still spurting out, and therefore you can still take some of the dam hanefesh in shnel. Redo the zrika. Okay, you can redo it, fine. In other words, although it's possible, there is a remedy if there's dam hanefesh remaining somewhere. Whether the somewhere is in the clay kibble in the mizrak, or the somewhere is still the tzavar behema, Rashi discusses that in the Yetzir Shem next parak. We don't have to get involved in that machlekes, but in that shaila. But bottom line is, if there is a remedy, remedy it. So why didn't that Mishnah mention it? Our Mishnah is talking about matak gezich. They looked for dam hanefesh, there wasn't. Therefore, it's possible. That Mishnah there was. So you bring it. So the two Mishnayos are totally consistent with one another according to Rav Yochanan.
Makes sense?
It makes sense, of course. What it doesn't make sense is that why would Rabbeinu HaKadosh repeat the whole thing? Our Mishnah says it's possible. There's no Dam HaNefesh, it's possible. That Mishnah repeats the whole case. Oh, by the way, if there's Dam HaNefesh, do Dam HaNefesh. He could have combined the two Mishnahs together. Amalgamated it, merged it.
But at least in terms of what the Mishnah is saying, Rabbi Yochanan is very
clear. Yes, it's logical and sensible. But the only question is what you have the repetition for. Okay, good. So now Zotimar. It's not. We have now the three views, the three days. One of Shavuot, one of Rish Lakish, one of Rabbi Yochanan. Sitan, let's go back to our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Pasul, the Ein Boy Karis. Bishlam Rish Lakish, Hain Dektonic Pasul, the Ein Boy Karis. What's bothering the Gemara is not the Pasul part, it's the Ein Boy Karis part. Says the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, I understand why Rebbe added the words the Ein Boy Karis. Because remember, what's Rish Lakish's case? Rish Lakish says in our Mishnah, it's talking about he did his Rik Lamata Lamala, and at the same time, he had a machshava of eating the carbon chutz lizman.
He should have carbs. Logic is he should have carbs.
Ah! It's a shame. Logically, chutz lizmanoi causes there to be a carbs. Why, Takan our Mishnah, is there no carbs? Because it wasn't pigle perfect. Why wasn't the pigle perfect? Because he did it lamal instead of lamat. And that type of zrika is inferior, and it's not matir the basar. When you have a zrika which is inferior, it's not matir the basar, it undermines the pigle quality of the shloi bizmanoi machshava. So the Mishnah, possible, you have vowed it's possible. Of the ain boy kare.
So according to Rish Lakish, is a chasur mechsura, and he's having the machshava mefagelas. So pasul ben bakaris.
You don't have to say that now. You have to say
earlier.
So you don't have to add the words now about the mic, because the whole Mishnah is talking about that.
Basically, if a person would eat the basar that day, the next day,
whenever
he'd be eating pasul meat, but it wouldn't be pickled meat.
Exactly right. Beautiful. You said it perfectly, Uri. So das is so. Therefore, according to Rish Lakish, it's necessary to add the words ben bakaris, because when Jesse pasul, I might have thought, since the case of the Mishnah is talking about a chut mutzlas mani machshava hamefagelis. I would say, yach mani the koyim shloim. After all, Shmuel and Reish Lakish both hold it's shloim koyimai kimekoyimai damin, and in fact, it's a kosher carbon. So I would think that this would be enough for a zrika to be a zrika mefagelis. That's mechayiv kares. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Possible. The aim by karis, it's demoted from pigol yesh by karis to possible aim by karis, because there's a dover acher mixed in. That dover acher is that it was an inferior zrika, it wasn't a pigol perfect situation. So they're good. Mishlem rishlokshin to possible aim by karis. El Rabbi Yochanan, my aim by karis. What did Rabbi Yochanan shot in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan said he's talking about a standard case that a person went and did an improper zrika. Instead of doing a mali, did a matal, and therefore, it's as if he went and poured the blood into the garbage, as if he threw it on the floor. He didn't do a proper zrika. So of course, the carbon is possible. Now, why should I even think that there should be a din of karis? Karis only applies to a machshav mefagelis. Nobody had any bad machshavas. He just did an inferior zrika. Therefore, what do you have to say, laying by karis? So, you more kash. Stak a good kefret. Stak a shve.
Yeah. One. It's not the same as taking the blood and throwing it in the garbage, because you said before that even if he does it incorrectly, but he's still putting it onto the mizbeach.
That's according to
Shmuel and Reish Lakish.
You, Uri, love Shmuel so much that you can't budge from Shmuel. And you're saying it's mechaper and it's a good thing and the mizbeach.
It's not meant to mechila, it's mechila.
Yeah, but it's not meant to mechila, but otherwise it's kosher, it's good, it's fine, it's Yoshua, we should give him a kiss, we should hug him, you did a nice zrika, okay, the buster is no good, but otherwise it's a good kosher carb. Rabbi Yochanan says we should give him a patch. So nishgit, possible. The whole carbon is possible. Take the carbon and not in the garbage, but you have to throw it out.
The
basis ready for us. It's totally possible. So if that's the case, where's the karis come over here? So more kasha, it could gefrekt. Frekt to Shmuel Nami or Shmuel also my aim by karis. Remember what was Shmuel's case? Shmuel doesn't talk about this case of Rabbi Reish Lakish that it's talking about with the machshava. What it says in the Mishnah that it's possible really the carbon is kosher. It's totally kosher. It's just you're not allowed to eat the basar because of the fact that the zrika was an inferior zrika. Okay.
The carbon is good.
So why would anyone think that there should be a din of karis? Karis doesn't apply. There's no reason. There was no machshava. It's similar to the kasha we're asking on Rabbi Yochanan. Everything more is yot good. According to Shmuel, we have to add a few words to the Mishnah. We have to go and say it's taka possible. And what means possible? Possible means that the basar is possible, but the carbon is kosher. However, in nosim b'machshava, if in addition to doing an improper zrika, he would go and do a machshava mefagelis, like Reish Lakish learns the whole Mishnah, but we're not learning the whole Mishnah that way. We're just inserting that at the end. The whole Mishnah is talking about he did an improper zrika lamata, and he did a bishtika, meaning no machshava. But now the Mishnah says, and by the way, what happens if this fool that did the zrika lamata, he also had a machshava mefagelis? It wouldn't make it pickle, be possible, be aimed by karis. We could have given the same terence like Rabbi Yochanan too. Rashi asks that kasha, why don't we go and give that terence to Rabbi Yochanan? Ayin shom. Good.
Isn't by he holds a chatchila, that's a nafkiminas. The chatchila, and when it's the only if it happens, then it's in the karis. He learned the chatchila, he had machshavas pizza.
You're thinking the thing according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is doing pshat in the Mishnah, they had a machshava mefagelis. Rabbi Yochanan is saying everything is with idi b'shtika, no bad machshava. The Gemara asks, why does it aim by karis? The Gemara says, kasha, echal takanishka teretz. Shmuel, we have the same kasha, we gave a teretz that you have to add the word, machshava, possibly by karis. Okay, so we're finished now with Shmuel and Reish Lakish, and yet nem tachzi to Rabbi Yochanan. Great Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ish lev mekoymei. Lavke mekoymei domi. If you're telling me that by going and throwing the blood lamata instead of lamal, or lamal instead of lamata, it's improper, invalid, it's gunished. Why don't we say it's like the blood flowing out from the kli on the floor of the yasvenu and collected? What does the Gemara mean? We had the Gemara already before that as long as the Kabbalas Hadam was done properly into the Mizrak, and now the Kohen, as he's running to the Mizbeach to go and get ready for the Zrika, he unfortunately trips and falls, and all the blood Nebuch, it's on the floor and it's a bloody mess. What do you do now? The Loch is Yasmin, you're allowed to go and collect it back into the Mizrak. The blood has not become invalidated. You can go and bring it and do a new Zrika. Freight to the Gemara. Remember, how did Rabbi Yochanan answer the two Mishnayos? Our Mishnah, we said, it's possible. The next Mishnah, Be'idach Pirkin, says that if you have Dama Nefesh, you know what you can do?
Yes, sir.
Yachzer HaKoshev Yekabel. And what happens if there is no Dama Nefesh? Then you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Since all this person did was, he did his Rikah L'mal and Tzedah L'mata. Or L'mata and Tzedah L'mala. We should deem it as if he just poured it on the ground. After all, anytime you do a Zrika, Kenega Mizbeach, ultimately the blood flows to the ground. So it's as if you poured it on the ground. What happens if blood came out of a Mizrak and poured on the ground? Yasfenu, collect it. Freit the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yochanan say, let's look and see if there's Dam HaNefesh left, and we're going to go and bring that new Dam HaNefesh and do a new Zrika. Use the old blood that was already Zorak, the Nizrak, improperly, Lamata, 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 and collect it together and use that blood for a second. Because after all, if Shleim Mekoyme came, Lav came, Mekoyme Dami, it's as if instead of putting on the Mizbeach, it's as if he poured it on the ground, or as if it spilled on the ground. Collect it and do it. So he's not happy with that.
Because one was a proactive, incorrect way to do it.
Incorrectly targeted.
It was a mistake. He fell.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The mice, what you're saying.
And now you have a chance to actually take the blood that's coming from the source in the right way. That should supersede fixing something.
Good, good. For a fixer, you're right. But what happens if you don't have the Dam HaNefesh that comes from the source?
Fine.
Everything is dry to the bone, nothing left, then the carbon is possible. So I'm asking, not I'm asking, why can't we salvage it by going and collecting together this blood that was improperly Nizrak? Sigmar assumes improperly Nizrak is as if it just all poured out on the ground. Should be the same. I understand what you're saying this was. The basis was Bishayi. Even by the Nishbach Manakli, it could theoretically also be the coin got very angry and he threw it down to the ground and the whole thing poured out.
It was a moment of really not being incorrect, but it's like also a mistake.
Exactly. So maybe that old mistake. Right, okay. Anyway, but bottom line is, Fiktimara, why do I have to worry about your new Dama Nefesh? New Jatnam, take that same blood that was already a bloody mess on the floor, collect it together, and go and do the Zrika. So, Fiktimara, so like a Mandiyama, lo yasvena. He holds like the Mandiyama that holds, lo yasvena. Where's the Mandiyama? Tim Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, oh, Rav Yochanan. Hakol Moedim. The Hakol Moedim is going to be Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that we're going to bring in another few lines on the bottom of the Yomut. Hakol Moedim bin Itana Lamala, Shneson Lamala. Lamata Shneson Lamata. That's, of course, done properly, Lamala. Or done properly, Lamata. But it was Shaloiki Mitzvasan. What means Shaloiki Mitzvasan? So Zukturashi, two lines from the bottom of the Yomut. Kiwain Mamachshova. Oy Bismar, for instance, done it with your Yajimini, did Yad Smart, or he did it with Machshava of Chutz's Mari, Chutz's Mekoymai. The actual positioning of this Rika Sadat was done perfectly. Lama Lamala, Lamata Lamata, that was good. However, he had a Ban Machshava, Shalaki Mitzvasa. So now what happens to that blood that fell to the ground? Lo Yasvena, everybody agrees in such a case, you cannot be Ma'asavid, it's a Pasul Akarni. Nothing to talk about. My nechlikwell bin itan lamala should son lamata. Oh, our case. Lamacha son lamala. Shrabio you see oimer lo yasvenu. Sorry, you cannot go and collect it together. Why can't you go and collect it together? After all, since we're holding like Rabbi Yochanan, that Shaloi b'mekoyimoy, lav k'mekoyimoy dami, so why tak is Rabbi Yossi hold la yasvena? Says Rashi, that there's a svara that the Mizbeach is collate. Once this blood touched the Mizbeach, even though it touched it improperly, there was a zrika. It wasn't a kosher zrika, it was a non-kosher zrika, but a zrika took place. Once a zrika takes place, you cannot do it a second time, you cannot
fix it. Objection.
Or similar to it, Uri was really focusing more on the intentional as the unintentionally, bemezid and mishogi. Here the point is, once blood touches the mizbeach, even though it touched it improperly,
it completes the
cycle.
It completes the whole cycle, since it was done improperly.
Fantic,
they were done, it's over, you cannot remedy it, you can't fix it. If the blood fell on the floor, or whether he poured it on the floor, it fell out on the floor by its own. But the mice,
it didn't touch the Mizbeach.
Exactly. Rashi always uses the term, the Mizbeach is collate. Once the Mizbeach is collate, lo yasfenu, you can't redo it. However, that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Oymei Yasfenu, you can redo it. And since you can redo it, Einoch Anami, according to Shimon, you wouldn't have to worry about the Dam HaNefesh. But that Mishnah, Mishasenu, that second Mishnah, both our Mishnah, that says, that doesn't have this Eitzah of take Dam HaNefesh. Or the next Mishnah that says, take the Dam HaNefesh, lo yasfenu, don't collect it from the ground.
It's gone.
It's gone, because the Mizbeach was called it. Yes.
Rashi said here that he probably it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But a Machshavas Pigel, Apostle Cotton,
you're 100% right.
She can't do
it. There's no Machshavas Pigel. You're tzaddik. There are two cases here in the that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about.
First case is
five lines from the bottom. Go back. Hakel moidim nitam lemalish nas lemala. He did it properly. Lemach nas lemata. He did it properly. But shleiki mitzvasin. Woe shleiki mitzvasin. Like you just said now.
Rashi,
left hand or machshav is pekel.
But it's big nachkemin between the two.
Absolutely.
That's my point.
But that's not. But we're not talking about that case. But nechliko, we're talking about the next case. El nitam lemalish nas lemata. Mata nas lemala. There it was done bishtika, meaning no machshav is pekel. The only problem was improper location. Here we have machlokes. Rabbi Yossi says, "Lo yasvenu." Why? Because the mizbeach was collated, although it was a bad zrika, but it was a zrika, and therefore you cannot fix it. You're stuck.
No double jeopardy. Once you want to hit, that's it.
Exactly. Shimon says, "Yasvenu," since it was an improper zrika, so do it over again.
Like he said, "Bekabel
b'smah."
Shimon always is trying to find a remedy.
Good. The reason why our Mishnah, meaning both our Mishnah that it says it's possible, irrevocable, unfixable, and the next Mishnah that says it is fixable if you have other Dam HaNefesh, why can't you just collect the blood from the Mizbeach, from the ground, since it was Shloi Bim Kaimai? Because once the Mizbeach is collated, Lo Yasvenu, you cannot lead to it. And therefore our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, not like Reb Shimon.
In the case of the other Mishnah, it's not our parak. In the later parak, when the blood touches it, it's blood from that korban.
Mm-hmm.
Once the blood, the mizbeach is collate blood from that korban, mm-hmm. then the cycle is over. It's closed.
And how, if it can't redo it.
Yeah, so yachsir later on, the yachsir. How can you yachsir later on, according to Rabbi Yossi? If Rabbi Yossi says that it's finished, then going back is not.
Rabbi Yossi holds you can't.
What do you say?
That's exactly what you want to say. The Mishnah over here and the Mishnah over there is like Rabbi Yossi liyasvenu. It's done. It's finished. A lady, you cannot redo it. It's unfixable, irremediable. It's irrevocable, no good. Mashenke and Reb Shimon disagrees. But even Reb Yossi would hold it's only on the blood that was already Nizrak is unfixable. If you can go and unearth brand new Dam HaNefesh, then you can. Sorry?
You said there was no.
There is none. Exactly. Right, yeah. If there is none. If there is some.
Okay.
Good. Fine. Now, we're finished now with this kash on Rabbi Yochanan. All the Gemara is now introducing is that in fact there's another way of understanding the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Or Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon says, lo yasvenu and yasvenu, and according to the first Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan said, everybody agrees it was lamala lamala, or lamata lamata, but the problem was machshava, lo yasvenu. The machloikis is lamata lamala lamala lamata. As we learn out of Chizda Omar Avimi, Hakol Moidim, Benitonim Lemat Shinos Lemala, Shalo Yasvenu. No, there's no machlokes. Even Reb Shimon agrees that if you put them Lemata instead of Lemala, or Mala instead of Mata, but Shinitonim Lemata Shinos Lemala, Shalo Yasvenu, don't collect. The Kolish Kenan certainly Benitonim Lemala Shinos Lemata, Hoyle Vedomu El Yoinim Lemata Hingboy. Everybody agrees with Yasvenu. What is this Kolish Kenan? The Kolish Kenan is, think for a moment. Those bloods that you're supposed to do lamata, and he did it lamala, he did it totally shloim koimai. This blood should have been lamata michuta sikra. You had no business putting it lamala michuta sikra. What's the halach of there? Lo yasvenu. No good. Kolshke, in the case of the tunnel lamala shenos lamata, there was a shtikl kush zrika. What do I mean a shtikl kush zrika? He should have put it lamata. What did he do? He did it lamala. everything that you do, lamala, the blood runs down from the mata.
Eventually.
Gravity, right? So, what was that case of here? Koshkim nitanum lamala, shinostan lamata. He should have put it lamala mechuta sikr. But ultimately, what happens to those bloods that you put lamala mechuta sikr? They flow down. Maybe it takes a minute, maybe it takes 5 minutes, but eventually there's the trickle down. I don't know about economics exactly, I don't know about Reaganomics, about trickle down, but there's certainly trickle down when it comes to the blood. Eventually it's going to come down. Ah, so koshkin itan lamal shenasta lamata hoyu v'dom elyonim lamata hein boy. The ultimate outcome of the dom elyonim is that they're going to come down lamata, so therefore certainly lo yasfenu, because then certainly the mizbeach was collated, because the proper place of the mizbeach, which is lamata, he was supposed to do the zrika lamal, but that zrika lamal would ultimately come down lamata anyway, and now he did it lamata anyway. So there's a greater svara to say that mizbeach is cold at that type of machshava, and that's why it's koshke. Koshke lo yasef. So where is the machlekes? Now we really haven't focused on that because we learned it quickly, but that's also part and parcel of our Mishnah. When we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, which we started the Mishnah again today, Chavav Amid Aleph on the bottom, as well as the Mishnah that we quoted on the Amid Beis, we always talk about Lamal, Lamat, Lamal, Lamal, but it's also an Etan Bachfilm Bechut, Etan Bechut Lefnim, meaning that your normal carbon, which is a Chatoyis HaChitzoynois, if you took that blood and you put it Bechnimi, or those very special Chatoyis HaPnimiyois, Reb Simcha, can you think of any Chatoyis HaPnimiyois? Which would those be?
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, Gvaldik. The par and the
sefer,
par and the shetibur, and the par koyin ha-mashiach. Ah, givaldik of Simcha remembers perfectly the Masechta Sotah, which we just did. Givaldik. So what do we see from all of those cases? Those are all damim ha-nitnim b'fnim. If instead of putting it b'fnim, he took it b'chitzai, also included our Mishnah, Shakti Gemara, le-nechliku, that's where the machloikis is between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, whether you could take the blood after it falls to the ground in Yasfenu and redo it. Well, le-nechliku bin ton lefnim, shenos b'chutz, b'chutz shenos lefnim. Rabbi Yossi oimer Yasfenu, you could collect it. Rabbi Shimon oimer lo Yasfenu, you cannot collect it. What's the difference between lefnim and b'chutz? What's the sforas of machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? Zochtu Rashi, the sforas of machloikis is that Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi holds Yasfenu, because when you go and do Zerika Saddam Befnim instead of Bechutz, or Bechutz instead of Befnim, it's as if you just poured it on the ground. It is so fundamentally different. You cannot say the Mizbeach is Kolet, because it's the wrong Mizbeach. You're supposed to do it here in the Azor, and you did it in the Heichel. You're supposed to do it in the Heichel, you did it in the Azor. But Lamaisa, you did it the wrong place. It's as if it just poured to the ground. Yes, I will pick it up again. There was no Zerika over here. The Zerika Shlom Koyim is if you did Zerika in the
same. If it didn't exist, it hit the ground.
Exactly.
Because it can't be coiled.
Exactly. Can't be coiled. Reb Shimon, however, says, Lo Yasvenu. Why, says Rashi, Reb Shimon holds in this case, it has a Shemiz Beyach. See, look, Rashi, it's about a quarter down the Amr. Reb Shimon, Oyim, Lo Yasvenu. Look at the previous Rashi. Reb Yossi, Oyim, Yasvenu. The kingdom is Beyach, Zeh. It's not right for this Mizbeach. The Pshimit says, Shar l'shem Mizbeach ha-yoroi, v'ari bolish Mizbeach. Ein echanami, it's not the right Mizbeach, but he didn't pour it on the Shulchan, he didn't pour it on the Menorah, he did another Mizbeach. No! Mizbeach, Mizbeach, l'gzeir shava. A Mizbeach, a Mizbeach, Mizbeach.
It's interesting, Reb Yossi was the Machmer before, here he can go and it's flipped.
I was really surprised.
Reb Yossi is basically saying, what I understand is that, even though he put it in the wrong place, eventually it's the right place.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to have some. It has to be cooked. What Reb Shimon is saying basically is that he's trying to. What he's saying is, it can never go on hachila. What Reb Yossi? What he looks like he's supposed to put on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and he put it on top. So, but he's going to why? Because eventually it's the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So he did fulfill the Zerika.
Right.
According to Rechiz, in the name of Imi, they're not arguing about the Mizbeach. The only question is which Mizbeach. The argument is about the Mizbeach.
So if it's Koilet, if there's some way to say it's Koilet, so you should say it's Koilet.
But it means that it absorbs it. And that's so the absorption center is called the Mitzvah HaKlita. It absorbs.
So if you want to put it more specifically,
Tifa.
If Shimon is only a matir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you see he's yotz or not yotz.
Ah, okay, good. Anyways, the bottom line is that's where the machloikis is, not about the lamata, lamata, about lefnim mechutz. Really, this doesn't address anything having to do with Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Shmuel. This is just a side point. Since Rabbi Yochanan previously that they said that the machloikis, yasvenov, lo yasvenov, is lamata, lamala, says Rabbi Chizkiya, I disagree. Lamata, lamata, everybody agrees. Lo yasvenov, because although it was an invalid zrika, but it was a zrika on a kosher mizbeach, machloikis will be if he did it on the unkosher mizbeach, meaning on the wrong mizbeach. Then says Rabbi Yossi, Yasvenu, it's such a poor zrika, sinishka zrika. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, it's a zrika. It's on a shum is there.
What happens if I can't though? You put it, lamata, it's supposed to be lamata. So yeah. It doesn't.
Gemara brings both cases. Look at the top of the omelet.
Look. There's no trickle down.
Look, hakl moidim yitonim lamata, shin son of lamalish liyasven, for koshim yitonim lamalish, shin os lamata, to address your issues. I'm Nachman Yitzchak. This Afanami Tanina says Rashi goes back on Rabbi Yochanan again. So Rabbi Yochanan, although he holds Shloi b'mekoymei lav k'mekoymei dami, and therefore the Zrika was not a good Zrika, nevertheless, when it comes to the ground, lo yasvenu, don't collect it. And like Rabbi Yochanan said before, this goes according to the Man Yomar that holds lo yasvenu, according to the first Lashon, lo yasvenu, that was a blessing. Aha. So Gemara is going to say now, I'm going to bring you a raya from a brisa, taka to what Rabbi Yochanan said, shloi b'mekoymei lav k'mekoymei dami, but don't collect the blood again. Where do we find this? And now we're going to go and bring a brisa, a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, zois hi hu oila. That the pasuk really is, well, we left out a word. The pasuk says, zois toiras hu oila, he who oila al moikal mizbeach kol alayla ad aboik v'esha mizbeach tu kadboi. It's a pasuk at the very beginning of Parshas Tzav. And in fact, the pasuk begins, Tzav es ha'an v'esbon of lema, zoyis turis oila, he who oila. Now, says Rabbi Yehuda, I find over here three mi'utim. Number one, zoyis. Zoyis means this one as opposed to a dover acher. He, this one, mavyosi yeheh, as opposed to anything else. And who oila, the extra hey ha'yediyah, a capital A. And therefore, Eilim Miutim, three Miutim. Number one, Prat Nishchata Balayla. If you go and check the carbon at night, possible. Shinishbach Doma, the dam spilled out on the ground without being niskabel in a Mizrak, possible. Vishyotz Doma Chutz the Kloim. If the dam went out Chutz the Kloim, the dam becomes possible. In all three cases, in Olza, if you took the Aimrin, or you took the Eivorim of the oil and you put it on the Mizbeach, it is such a terrible flaw. Teiret, you take it down from the Mizbeach and you put it on the ground, it's totally possible. And that's what these three Miutim Zoysi oil. Now what does this have to do with this Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says, leave it on the Mizbeach ad aboikim. Eish Mizbeach and the Eish Marocha should go and fire it up and burn it. Since it says, Zoysi Oila, these three Miutim, all other problems, blemishes, faults in the carbon, psulim in the carbon, leave it on the Mizbeach kalalayla ad aboikim. These three, take it down and also take it. That's how Rabbi Yudalit. Rabbi Shimon disagrees vehemently. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Oila, only ella oila ksheira, minayla rabbis, all the other cases. Rabbi Shimon says, not im ultzatated, but oila. As well as, there's, I think, a play on words over here, because the pasuk says, zois teiras hu oila. These are oilim. They do go on the mizbeach.
Elo teridim.
Exactly, not meridim. Only ella oila ksheira. Now the pasuk, of course, on the surface is talking about a normal, regular kosher oila, that everything was done properly. I only know an oilik sheir. Minayla rabbis, how do I know that these three cases that Rabbi Yehuda just enumerated, shinishcha tabalayla, shinishbach dama, shiatzach dama chutz l'kloim, that those two also olim olu lo yerdu, but leave them up ba'aliyah. But not only these three cases, but also a case of lun, where the blood was became possible belina, or a yoytze, where the basar went out chutz from the azar. But tummy became tummy. Vishnichet chutz lezmane chutz mkaymai. There was a machsheves pigle, either chutz lezmane pigle beyesh beikaris, or a machsheves pigle of possible the ain beikaris chutz mkaymai. Or shekiblu psulin. The person who was makabalit was a zar and oinene tummy, chutz megadim, etc. All of these wonderful things that we learned in the Mishnah. Vizarku is dhamma, or psulim were zoyrek. before, and he's done lamal shenas lamat and done lamat shenas lamal. He's done lefnim shenas bechutz shenas bechutz and then. That's a real terrible thing we learned in the first Mishnah. All Kabbonis are Shloi Lishman is kosher, except for Pesach Chatas, even though Shloch Shloi Lishman. Minayin, how do I know in all of these cases where it's possible, all of these Kabbonis are possible? How do I know that if you put the Oila on the Mizbeach, or you put the Ayman on the Mizbeach, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, Tamaloyma, so it's toira so oila riba toira achas the cholu oila mishim olu lo yerdu. Leave it on mizeh. Don't take it down. B'diavad it's up. Leave it there. Yochash nimar besaloi v'vanir v'muktz v'nevev v'esma mechir v'kilaim v'atroy v'liyotze daifin. What happens if I have karbanis that have other psulim which I didn't enumerate until now, but these are new psulim, roi v'nirva, that the animal engaged in relationships with people, a man or a woman, in the zuchah nekeva. Hamuktzah means that you set aside this animal to use it for avodah zarah, or to bring it as a takroivis for avodah zarah. V'nevev, an animal that actually was worshipped for avodah zarah. People bow down to this holy behema, holy cow. Holy cow. Exactly. Shkoyach. For esnan, or if it's an esnan zoyna situation, you paid for the services of a zoyna. V'amachir kelab, you did an exchange for a dog. V'akilayim, this was a mixed breed. V'atreifa, the animal was confirmed treifa. V'yoytzadreifa, it wasn't a normal birth, it was a kaiserschnitt, a C-section. How do you know in this case that im olu yerdu? Tamaloyim zois, that's the zois. Zois comes to exclude only those which are kosher leave on, but these other guys
they're kosher. They're usher before.
So we haven't gotten to that yet. Freiti moramari isel rabbis eselu hoyts eselu. You had the first laundry list of 10, 12, 15 items. He said im olu lo yerdu. Why? Because toiras it's marba everything. And now this last laundry list of 8 or 10 items, you say yerdu. Why? Because it says zois. Freiti moramari isel rabbis eselu hoyts eselu. So to marba is elu shvi psulim by koyish. It is elu shloy psulim by koyish. The difference between the first list was that all of them before you came into the Beis Hamikdash they were all kodesh v'tor, kosher animals, kosher kabbanis. Therefore, even though there was now a flaw in the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, they are kosher b'diavad, not really kosher b'molu lo yet. Mashenkin, the second list, were animals that even before you brought into the Mishkan Hazara, the Smigdish, there's a big sign, don't let any of these psulim in. These are bad animals. Not really bad, but the point is that they're all flawed. Roy, the Niv, Mukz, Nevat, don't even think of bringing them in. Oh, in such a case, even if they were Olu, yet. Fine. That's the Bryce. Now let's do the Diyukim. K'toni niya ani tonu lemata shenos lemal. Ulemal shenos lemata. What did it say in this Bryce? Says Rib Shimon, you can leave them im olu loy yerdu. For like Palik Rib Yehuda, Rib Yehuda doesn't disagree, because Rib Yehuda only says on 3 cases im olu yerdu. What are those cases? Nishchata b'layla, nishpach dama, shiyotza dama chutz l'kloy. 1 second. Case number 2 is Nishpach Dhamma. Isn't the case of Lamata Ulamala, Lamala Ulamata, a case of Nishpach Dhamma? Because he didn't put the Zrik in the proper place. It's like just pouring it out on the ground. Shouldn't it be exactly the same? And in fact, according to Rav Shimon, they are the same, that Im Olu Lo Yerdu. But Rav Yehuda does make a distinction. Rav Yehuda says, if it's Nishbach Dhamma, Im Olu Yerdu, the whole thing is possible, nothing to talk about. Even schlep the Imran down from the Mizbeach. However, if the Dam was incorrectly placed on the Mizbeach, even though Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda hold, like Rabbi Yochanan is interpreting Rabbi Yehuda, that Shloim Mekoimai is Lav Kimekoimai Dami, and therefore it's as if, I would think, pouring on the ground. No, it's not like pouring on the ground. It's like pouring it on the Mizbeach, Shloim Mekoimai, and what's the din? Even though im olu lo yedu by the aymerit, the loch by the zrika is that lo yasvenu. You know why lo yasvenu? My time la mishum the kolte mizbeach. The mizbeach was coiled it, and that's the whole svara of all of these im olu lo yedu. Don't put it on the mizbeach. Don't even think about putting it on the. But if it went on the mizbeach, Mizbeach was koiled it, it absorbed it, it's part of the absorption center, leave it on the Mizbeach.
The Amurim that went on the Mizbeach, there's two types of, the Mizbeach is reacting to two different things. One is the Amurim that went up, and the other is the blood that was improperly applied.
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying that they're both the same? I mean, it seems like we're conflating them now. Mm-hmm. We're saying the Klitas of Mizbeach.
I understand. Listen to it. What was Reb Shimon's halacha? Reb Shimon's halacha was
before it comes in, before if the flaw is before it enters the Kodesh, bring it down.
Yeah,
if it's after, if it's in the Avoda and forward, then im olu lo yerdu, leave it up.
So what was the fault in the Avoda over here? It's
according to Reb Shimon, it's all b'diavad acceptable
and acceptable. And what does Reb Yehuda hold?
Rabbi Huda says that's one of the. One second, let me find him. Rabbi Huda
says only three things he had to do.
Right.
What about everything else?
He's silent. He's silent.
Of course, he's silent. That's what the Gemara said. Look again. Right. Doesn't argue. He only has these three miutim and nothing else. No, it's fine. Everything is perfect. They're all three. Those are the only three in history. Nothing else. Everything. We're not talking about the other cases of Sula and Shoshana Bakoyi.
So Nishpach Dama. So the thing is, the middle one is Nishpach Dama.
Correct.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Dama, the question is, how do we view an improperly Lamata Lamata Zvika? Is that a Nishpach Dama situation?
Or not? And the Gemara says it's not a Nishpach Dama. How do I know? Rav Shimon himself, when he starts
listed as one of the possibilities.
He lists Shemishbach Dhamma, right, and he lists also separately.
That's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is not articulating it the same way.
He's incorrect. The Gemara is being medayik.
Okay.
Since Reb Shimon argues on Reb Yehuda in both cases,
I see.
In the case of Nishpach Dhamma, I'm sorry, since I see clearly ours in Nishpach Dhamma, and he also says, and by the way, the same thing applies to Lamata, 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 in Olu Lo Yedu, and Reb Yehuda only identifies three Niyutim altogether. So you see, Oila, if you were going to tell me that the Yehuda holds that Nishpach Dama includes Lamata, 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 that would be a much bigger chiddush, and he should have said it. He shouldn't only say in a case where the blood fell on the ground, but even in the case where the blood fell on the Mizbeach improperly, also Yerdu, bring it down. Right? That would be a much bigger chiddush.
Right.
And he says, no, only in these cases, three cases. The fact that he leaves out the dam lamala lamata, the Gemara is medayik that Reb Yehuda must hold that im olu loy yerdu. So therefore, even though it's improper, it shaloi b'mekoyimoy, but the mizbeach is collate this blood, and therefore it's also collate emurim that are put on subsequently on the mizbeach. Leave it there. So we see the diyavet, the mizbeach is collate. The mizbeach is collate. That's why lo yasvenu. And that's where the Gemara started off. Avananam Tinino will bring a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Even though this was an improper, invalid zrika, shaloi b'mekoymai, but the diavad, don't go and collect the blood together to do a new zrika. Why not? Because the Mizbeach was collate. The Mizbeach absorbed it. But to that, new shtickle. Om Reblez, besides Om Rebluza, Mizbeach hapnimi mekadesh psulim. Mizbeach HaPnimi, of course, is talking about inside the Heichal. If you went and put on it something which is possible, like all of our cases, you went and put on it anything which was Nizrik Dama Lamata Lamala, or was Lon Yoytzi Tame Nishrit, with bad machshavas. Remember, although we learned the Braisa quickly, Reb Shimon enumerates that. After he finishes Lamala, Lamata, Lamata, Lamala, he says, in Yitonim Befnim, Shnosim Bechutz, Nonim Bechutz, Shnosim Befnim, all of these cases in Olu, Lo, Yerdu. Says Reb Lozen, L'choyra, the same thing Reb Shimon. Now this Reb Lozen is Reb Lozen ben Pedos, the Amoira, and he's saying, Mizbeach HaPanim is Mekadosh Psulim. Once you put something possible on it, leave it in Olu, Lo, Yerdu. It's coiled. That we just learned that. Weren't you listening? And he told him befnim shenos mechut, and told him mechut shenos befnim. But the yevid im alu lo yerdu. So what is Reb Lozer being mechadish? Did you want imi hasam avem min hanimili dam the chazile al koyim etzalei chazile im aloi kamash malahim. Meaning, this Bryce is talking about blood that should have been nizrik lamala. He put it in the mat. Lamatra, Lamala. Bifnim, Bachutz, Bachutz, Bifnim. The Mizbeach Apnimi has a Shaykhus to Da. How did it have a Shaykhus to Da? You don't put down on. I'm sorry? When does it receive Da?
Kippur.
And
the Chatzim Apninas.
And the Simch already enumerated them for us before. When do you put on Dam on the Pnimi? On Yom Kippur.
Kippur.
And Helen Dogosh.
And
Karakon Mashiach. So there's a Shaykhus of Dam. So if instead of putting Dam on the Mizbeach Achitzim, you didn't put Mizbeach Apnimi, says Reb Shimon, did he have that? It works. It's still a Mizbeach. Still a Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach is Kovit. What happens if, however, this guy foolishly goes and puts on Ketoiris Zora? Ketoiris Zora means his own Ketoiris.
On
Panini. Or, for that matter, he puts on a Mincha. He takes the Kemitz of the Mincha. Instead of putting it on our Mizbeach, he puts it on the Panini. Or, what happens if he puts Aymarin on the Mizbeach Panini? Do you ever put Aymarin on the Mizbeach?
No.
Do you ever put a Kemitz of Mincha?
No.
So there's so Kedai Techem, and it's so foreign that it wouldn't be Kolayt. That even things which have no shaykhus to Mizbeach HaPanimi, it's also correct.
Because the Shem Mizbeach.
He's
actually very makal.
Very makal.
He's expensive, very expensive.
Exactly.
Now it says straight, you should put it.
If I did, Kol Chata Sheyuv Midama, that's what meant Midama, right? That's what you forgot.
No, this is not a
covered
sermon. Doesn't say, and this is bad, you should not put...
You know, Yahweh Allah, Tri Zara, Allah Mincha, Venesa, Francisco Allah, because only for that. Say it. Go ahead.
But it's also Sor, too, by the way.
Sorry?
It's a Sor, shouldn't
it? Harvest Sawyer on Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what you meant. When you said series on Yom Kippur, you meant both of them. Harvest Sawyer.
It's Omer of Israel.
Yeah. Anyway, Amr Bluza, Mizbeach HaPanim Mekadosh.
Where do you say it's supposed to be as Eliezer? Where's the change of the Gris to Eliezer Ben Pedas?
It's not in the hay.
I'm looking, where's the hay pointing to? Because I'm looking for where this is.
Hey, is it Shemini Mishchoyes? Is he Oisei? Is
he Shemini Mishchoyes?
Do you have Oisei? Oisei?
Eliezer, thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Rav Bluzer. And that's why it's Kasher Bluzer. If he was a Tana, so
right, he's a Tana. That's right.
And that's the hay over here. Amr Bluzer hay. Right?
Thank you.
Great. Anyway, so Amr Bluzer. Mizbeach HaBinim Mekadosh Psul. By Kamash. And Tanina. And Tom Bethnim. Bechutz. Bechutz. Like from a mincha. But although the Gemara mentions koymit,
it's also be
zug mishpocha, the zug mifarshim. Same thing applies to aymerin. Whatever doesn't apply to it. Aymaloi kamash falon. That's the chiddush of blaza and kadosh. Upsulam, even things that are totally foreign. You use the term right, foreign, right? So which is totally foreign. It has no
zera. That includes also like mashal's pekel too.
That's what the Bryce said earlier. In the all of this list we had over here, Halani Yoytzei Nishchet Chutzus Mani Chutzum Koyma. Mamish, to address your shakla, Mamish. Every word that you say. Talk to you more Kamash. Well, that's a Chiddush Bluza. Even things which are totally inappropriate. Meisvei Ketoiris Zora. This is what we spoke about a moment ago. Rashi says Ketoiris Zora means it's a private Ketoiris, not Ketoiris of the Beis Hamikdash. She'ol Legam Mizbeach. If you put on the Mizbeach, take it. She'ain Lecham Mikdash Me Psulim. Only the Mizbeach Achitzon do you have this special magic that it is collate things which are not ro'oi. But you're talking about Mizbeach HaPanimi. Since Mizbeach HaPanimi has no Shaykhus to Ketoris Zora, forget about it.
But we don't say it's a Shaykhus to Ketoris. So it's interesting, we're cutting the line here and saying this Ketoris Zora is like Mitch Be'enu Mino type thing. Mm-hmm. Even though they're both said the same Ketoris, mm-hmm. We're saying that Ketoris Zora is because it's
foreign. I hear you. Look at the Rashi, Ketoris Zora, seven lines, eight lines, in the middle of the line, Ketoris Zora.
Ketoris
in the Kabbalah. Shloi hitir ha'kosev ele Ketoris shel tzibur shachas v'ardes. Anything else is like a foreigner, like you heard before from Aburi, so articulately said, it's totally foreign. You're right, we do put Ketoris every day on the Mizbeach, but it's got to be the Ketoris of the Tzibur, and not this fremde foreign Ketoris imported from Australia. No good.
So what can... most of the Kavanahs that go on the Mizbeach HaPanimi are also have shaykhs to Tzibur.
I agree with you.
So then why is it that if he brings in... If he makes Zoriach on a different call, that's okay, but by Ketoris not?
That's the more kasha. Mamish. Oh! Reb Simcha Ilan is mechaven to the Gemara's kash. How did Reb Lozer say that Mizbeach HaPanim is mekadesh psulim, even things which are foreign, such as Kenitza, such as Emor, that never ever go on the Mizbeach? Right. It is kolate, so it surely should be kolate Torah Zara, because I think, as Barry was intimating before, Torah Zara is the fourth Torah.
It's not Torah. It's so many
Bemino. Exactly.
It's the only Zara that it goes on.
So the point is that, and that's what you're essentially asking, that if you're telling me the things which are totally foreign, Beminoi, in the species, in the Emorin, and in the Mincha, which have no shaykhs in the Mizbeach, ever. Mm-hmm. The Mizbeach Hazav is Koilet. So it should certainly be Koilet, the Ketoyer Zorah. And here it says, no, it's not Koilet, because the only thing which is Koilet is the Mizbeach Achitzoy, and not the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Etoch Zeir Shver HaKasha on Rebbe Lozor. Everything more Tritzachi. You have to understand the Brice a little bit differently. And we start the Brice again. Ketoyer Zorah Sha'olta, the Mizbeach Hachitzoy. Not the Mizbeach Abnimi. Mizbeach Hachitzoy. Teirei, She'ein Mizbeach Hachitzoy Mekadish Psulim, Eloha Ro'iloi. The Mizbeach Hachitzoy only is Mekadish Psulim, it's only Koilet, those things which are Ro'i. But Abnimi, Ben Ro'iloi, Ben She'ein Ro'iloi, it's Koilet. Everything. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, it doesn't discriminate, it's Mekadish, anything and everything. Oh, so now the question is, why is Mizbeach HaPnimi considered to be so different than Mizbeach HaChitzoy? So you heard now from Uri, more Kedusha. Where does that Kedusha stem from? My timer, Hai Ritzba.
Even
the
Mechir
Kelev,
the Mizbeach
HaPnimi
is
Koilet. Even Mechir Kelev, yeah, everything. We had that. One of the things that we enumerated was Halon Vayotz
Vakamish. Mechir Kelev is before the Kodesh Rishim, is before he enters the Mikdash.
Yeah.
That's an Olo Yerdu. That's an Olo Yerdu problem, Kodesh Rishim.
Yeah. In the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Not. In other words, even Rabbi Lozer says Mekadosh Psulim is the Choyra, only those things which are
Psulim, not Kodesh. To the Kodesh.
But probably not those things. We have to mention get into that sugya, right. But on the surface, lechoyda those the neiv roiv and neiv mukta nevat esnim mechir. Lechoyda those are all totally fine.
They're not even. They're not even in the kodesh.
They're not even in the parsha.
They're not in the kodesh. Right. They're not eligible even to enter the kodesh.
Right.
No.
Anyway, zukti mara. What's the difference? Now we have to find out what's the difference between mizbeach achitz and mizbeach apnimi. The mizbeach achitz, we say it's only mekadesh baroilai, and mizbeach apnimi is mekadesh even she'en aroilai. Says he, I'll tell you why. Because Hai Ritzba, the Mizbeach of the Chitzon, which is in the Azara, has a status like the floor of the Azara. Now we're not trying to do a put-down on the Mizbeach and things like the floor, because we said before David HaMelech was Mepadish the Ritzba.
Right.
What we're saying is that the Mizbeach, its Kedusha is only an extension of the Ritzba's Kedusha. But it's basically the same, Rashi says, because it's a binyan of Vonim Shloi Nimshach. There was no Mashiach on it, and therefore Ein Kedusha Sei Chamura. Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom. However, the Mizbeach HaPanim, the Klisharais, that was Nimshach Im HaMishkan, since it was Nimshach, it has a higher Kedusha. The higher Kedusha goes, and it's Koilet, even things which are not Royalai, therefore it's Koilet, even the Mitzvah Zara, and even the Mincha, and even the Aymarin, which were imperfect, they shouldn't be brought here on this Mizbeach at all. They are Mikadosh, it says Reb Lozer, because it has this higher Kedusha, Klisharais, it was Nimshach, Mashenken, the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, which is only like a shtickle, Mechubra the Karka, part of the Ritzvah,
extension
of the Ritzvah,
because the Mizbeach Hazav was portable also. Mizbeach Hazav was portable.
Yes, exactly. So it doesn't go and rise to the level of the Mizbeach HaPnimi if it's only Mekadosh Roiloi and not Mekadosh Ein Roiloi. Thank you.